tomography. It is wrong to state that breast MRI causes more false positive findings than mammography. It does about the same to the same degree. This is also highlighted by the screening trials that we have, as you see. And I think the most important reason for the allegation that MRI is associated with too many false positives is simply due to the fact that people were comparing apples with oranges. In the early days of MRI for screening, people had very, say, limited amount of experience. License for screening mammography for mammographic screening per EU guideline requires that 5,000 women, which is 20,000 mammograms, are read per year by each radiologist. For MRI, we don't have any quality assurance. The only one that exists in Germany to be licensed for doing MRI is 50 women. And I would say you don't even learn how to play the flute if you don't practice for once per week or so. So is it simply too expensive? Could that be the reason? Well, as I said, preoperative stage